So yesterday, I'm doing my shopping.
With your cart covered up.
I cover it up because I don't like anyone to see what I'm buying.
Can you go in public and shop? You're not like overcome by fans and...
That's why I cover my groceries, because I don't want anyone to see what I'm buying. Oh, I don't want all the judgment.
Wow.
But I'm in the produce section, and...
Oh, no.
Oh, the apples. The apples this time of year.
Honey crisp.
It's just that wonderful smell when you walk in the aisle, because everything, this is the apple time of year. Mm-hmm. And I thought the only thing that could possibly be better than this moment of me in the apple aisle is if I was out at an actual apple orchard like Kuiper Family Farms in Maple Park. This is Kim Kuiper, who's on the line with us right now. Hi, Kim. Welcome to WGN.
Hi, Gene. Hi, Dave.
Nice to have you here with us. Jim is also...
Hi, Kim.
Sitting in also.
Hi, Dave.
But how many different varieties of apples do you have out at Kuiper Family Farms?
Oh, gosh. We probably have close to 30 now.
Wow.
30? Yeah, there's a lot.
Whoever more than... I didn't know there's more than five. You know, Delicious, Macintosh.
They have more than that at the grocery store.
Honey Crisp.
Of course they do. It
really?
And which ones are the most popular, Kim?
Yeah.
Oh, Honey Crisp by far is the most popular with everyone. But there's some new ones coming on that are giving them a run for their money that people are really getting familiar with.
I heard that, I think I saw on the WGN news last night, that there's a new variety of apple called Cosmic or Cosmos. Something like that? Have you heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there a Fuji?
I've heard of that one.
Isn't there a Fuji?
Hang on. Tell me about
Fuji.
Tell me about the Cosmic first.
You know, that one I don't know very much about. We don't have that one here, but one of the big new ones that we have here is it's a cross between a Fuji and a Honeycrisp. Oh. It's called Evercrisp.
Oh, wow. That sounds good.
It's really good. If you like Honeycrisp, you'd be a huge fan of Evercrisp.
Yeah.
And the great thing about it is it comes in now. So it's just right now. So it'll store for like a good 2 months. So right about the time Honeycrisp is tapering off, you can pick up some Evercrisp and still fill that need.
That's great to know. And I mean, that's what I was saying, that this time of year, the apples are coming in right now. So they are freshly picked, so full of flavor and so fragrant, so beautiful. I mean, this is just a wonderful apple time of year, isn't it?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Our store is just chocked with, I don't know, we must have 12, 15 different varieties in our store right now. So it's a huge selection of apples. It's a great time to stock up for the fall and, you know, for the winter with some of those ones that store really well.
Yeah. Tell me about Kuiper Family Farms. I know I saw you on the WGN TV morning news with Anna Balaval around town. And it looked like so much, I mean, just a fantastic place to bring the family. But describe what you've got going on out there, because I know it's like 160 acres, something like that, right?
Yeah, it's 230 acres, and I'm sitting here in my office right now looking out at just a sea of people walking out of the orchard with bags of apples, so you can come out and pick your own apples. We have a huge orchard shop where we've got our own bakery where we make our famous apple cider donuts and caramel apples and apple pies. Yeah, it's not a good place to come if you're on a diet.
Oh, apple cider donuts.
Yep. Yeah, we make it with our own apple cider that we press here. We've got all sorts of jams and jellies and specialty foods at the store. Then across the street on the other side of the road is our pumpkin farm where we've got, you know, your petting zoo, corn maze, haunted walk, all sorts of activities like that. Hay rides, new this year with every paid admission, you get a free pumpkin included. So they're hauling pumpkins out of there like crazy this weekend. So there's lots to do here on the farm.
Wow. I love stories like this. This has been a family farm for how many years now?
This we're a pretty new generation. We're only 19 years into it. My husband grew up on a produce farm, so that's where the bug started.
Mm-hmm.
We're not, you know, second, third generation. It's my husband and I, and now our sons are on board with us too. So they're going to be the second generation.
Yeah, this sounds like such a fun place.
And where is it?
In Maple Park.
Like,
right?
Where is Maple Park?
You don't know?
No, I have no idea. Never heard of it.
I know. We're west of, say, like the Fox Valley area, Geneva, St. Charles, Batavia. We're just west of there, like another 10, 15 miles.
Okay.
Yeah, if there isn't some Elton John connection, Jim doesn't really
know. I know that area. So are you like off of North Avenue or like Randall Road, like around there?
We're off of Route 38.
Oh, okay, 38.
So just a little bit south of North Avenue. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. See, I know my street.
Kim Kuypers is on the phone line with us right now, the owner of it all. So let's go back to apples for a minute, Kim. Which ones are the best for cooking, for baking? Which ones are the best? And what are some of the characteristics for great eating?
I would have to say for cooking and baking, I mean, we've got Ida Red coming up. Actually, we're picking that one today. That's a great one. It holds up really well. It keeps its texture. It just doesn't turn to mush when you bake with it in a pie, which is that's kind of the way I like it. So those are great. Like I said, again, the Honeycrisp, the Evercrisp for snacking, I really just can't even beat those. There's a Suncrisp and an Evercrisp variety too, kind of the same thing, really, really good for snacking.
Those are just like the crispness and the taste that's so refreshing. I mean, it's almost a sharp taste, but absolutely delicious compared to some of the other snacking apples that are a little milder in taste. If you were going to rank them mildest to sharpest, for lack of a better word, where would you put that? Because everyone's got their own taste.
You know, they really do. I don't know how I would do that. Everyone has their own taste and what I think is great. I like a tart apple. So,
yeah, me too. Which ones are the softer, more mellow tasting, and which ones are the more tart?
Oh gosh, I would say Granny Smith. Obviously, if you want tart. That's about the tartest one you're going to get.
Isn't Granny Granny Smith is traditionally considered a baking tomato, right?
Yeah.
Comes in very late.
Did I say tomato?
Said tomato.
Oh, well, I like to cross mix the breeds. I said that. You know what I mean, though.
It's a baking tomato.
Yeah. Baking apple. Yeah.
I'll just say words, and you can all figure out what I'm trying to say.
That was code, wasn't it?
But I mean, Granny Smith is generally considered to be a baking apple.
Apple,
yeah.
Right, right. Although when you're in the middle of December, January, February, and the apples aren't as fresh as they used to be, or as they're gassed in the store, so they don't have quite the same taste. And I've run out of Honeycrisp. I think Granny Smith are great eating with peanut butter. That's but they're pretty tart, and not everybody likes that. There's Snow Sweet, which is kind of a spicy sweet. There's every different variety sort of has a different taste. So it's very, we do field trips out here, and that's one of the things we do is we have the children taste like three or four different kinds of apples because they don't realize the range that you can get just from apple to apple. Everyone kind of thinks they all taste the same, but when you line them up side by side, there's such a diversity between all of them.
I was going to say that is absolutely the truth. For example, when you're when you don't have time to go out to Maple Park to do your apple shopping, and you go to the plain old grocery store, you stand there and there's easily a dozen different kinds, and I'm often on my phone looking them up to see what are the characteristics. I mean, I love a Honeycrisp apple, but sometimes the Honeycrisp don't look very good, they're just completely green. It's like, I'm not going to take home a green apple.
Don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime.
I want something that looks like I can eat it sometime this year. So I'm looking up Kazoo. Is that a variety of apple? Am I remembering that correctly?
Oh, that was the alien on the Flintstones.
Wasn't it that little guy?
Is it an apple variety also?
I don't think I've heard of that one.
No?
There's Matsu.
Okay.
That's an apple variety that we have. That's another good one for baking, Matsu, and that's kind of a spicy sweet flavor.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've heard of it because there's some new ones out there that actually we've got one in the store right now. It's called 1502. It's so new that they haven't even named it yet because they all start out with numbers. So that one still, everyone's still referring to it as a 1502 because it hasn't officially been named.
Wow. That sounds science fiction-y.
Yeah, he sounds like a convict.
Yeah.
It's like the convict apple.
What does the 1502 taste like?
It's really, really good. It's real crisp, juicy, and kind of a little bit spicy.
Okay.
So, you know, not real sweet. So that's another really good one.
All right. Now, you also sell pumpkins, I presume, for baking as well, in addition to the ornamental pumpkins, right?
Yes. Yeah. Pie pumpkins, we call them. So they're smaller, and they're not as stringy. You know, when you carve a pumpkin and you reach in and you pull out all the guts, they're quite stringy. And a pie pumpkin really doesn't have that. They're better suited for baking.
Okay, and do you look for something special when you're trying to pick out, a perfect one for baking purposes? You know, for ornamental, you're looking for something, you're looking for the aesthetic beauty of it. Does it make any difference for baking?
You know, you should always ask if you're at a farm market. You should always ask if it's a pie pumpkin is kind of the term that everyone uses, because there's varieties out there that are better suited for that. Visually, you might not notice a difference, but you know, as the grower, we know which varieties are less stringy inside, but they're usually a smaller pumpkin. You don't want a giant pumpkin if you're going to make a pie, because you're going to get a stringy pumpkin.
And it is the guts that you use then, right?
Correct. Yeah. Well, not the seeds.
The flesh.
Not the stuff you pull out. Yeah, it's the flesh.
The side on the, yeah, the side, inside.
The inside.
Right,
but
right.
If you take the guts and all the string and everything, get the pumpkin seeds out and bake those. Put a little salt on them, put them in a baking sheet, put the seeds with a little bit of salt on them and bake them up in the oven a little bit. They are delicious.
Look at you.
Really good.
Love the pumpkin seeds. If people want to get more info about Kuiper Family Farms in Maple Park, Kim, what's the best way to do that?
On our website at youpickfun.com.
You pick fun?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You pick fun.
F-U-N.
Yes, you're picking fun.
Who doesn't want fun? Kim Kuiper's, Kuiper Family Farms, Maple Park. Nice to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, guys.